This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has held up his relationship with China's Xi Jinping as an example of his heartfelt belief that good foreign policy starts with building personal relationships. The two spent hours together when both were vice presidents traveling across the U.S. and China. But as the two leaders prepare to hold their first meeting, the increasingly fractured U.S.-China relationship has demonstrated that the ability to connect on a personal level has its limits. Biden nonetheless believes there is a value in a face-to-face meeting, even a virtual one like the two leaders will hold on Monday evening. U.S. and Japanese officials have agreed to launch talks aimed at settling a dispute over American tariffs on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo and Japan's Industry Minister, Japan hopes to convince Washington to lift the tariffs imposed during President Donald Trump's administration. The U.S. recently resolved a similar dispute with the European Union. The two sides also issued a statement saying that they will set up the Japan-U.S. Commercial and Industrial Partnership. The Commerce Department and Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade, and Industry said that they are committed to working through the JUSIP to strengthen the competitiveness, resiliency, and security of both economies. A team from UN's nuclear agency has arrived in Japan to assess preparation for the release into the ocean of treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant. Japanese officials say the experts are to meet with Japanese officials and visit the plant to discuss technical details of the planned release.